Hello and good morning. This is going to be a really quick check-in podcast episode slash sharing what's on my mind. So the title of this episode is going to be Skipping Steps. So I was on TikTok, as most people are these days, scrolling, and I started to see certain people who are achieving success in the sphere of content creation, particularly related to hair. So for those who don't know, I have sister locks. I got my hair in locks in 2022. So my locks are currently 2 years old. But on TikTok, I saw this other lady who decided to go with extensions. And she essentially got to skip steps. Basically, 7 months into her lock journey, her hair was looking like she's had locks for like 7 years. So basically, what would take me 7 years to do without lock extensions, because I'm just using my natural hair, it's going to take her 7 months to do the exact same thing. I had to check in with myself because I was like, wow, am I being a hater for questioning why this lady gets to skip steps? And, you know, she's doing very well, getting brand deals and doing a lot of things in the content creation, hair, you know, micro lock space. And in my heart, I was like, wait, why does she get to skip steps and get, you know, the brand recognition and the money and the funds, blah, 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 while someone like me has to actually go through the 7 years of letting my hair grow and letting my hair get to that phase where it starts to look exactly like that? Honestly, it's still something that I'm processing, but I want us to consider this in this world that we live in, where social media is like a different planet of its own, and we all have access to that planet through our phones. And understanding that the way things work on that planet is that people get to skip steps, you know? Some people get to skip steps, some people get to put in the work. And it would be ideal to say, oh, if you skip steps, you won't always get success, it may not work, blah, blah, blah. But that's false. Actually, sometimes people who skip steps, people who cut corners, people who do things that are not 100% ideal, they do find success and they do get to the top and they do get thriving businesses, or their brands do get featured in magazines, or they do go viral, or they do appear to be successful. That's just the fact of life. So I think for me in this season, I'm learning to accept that some people are going to cut corners and they are going to succeed. It's a path that they've decided to take and it's going to work out. So for me, it's saying, okay, what decision am I going to make? Am I going to choose this path of sticking it out and then getting to where I want to get? Or am I going to choose to cut corners as well? I know it sounds very ethereal what I'm talking about, but like essentially saying there's two paths. You can cut corners and you will find success, or you can stick to the straight and narrow and hope that you find success as well. I'm not even sure that sticking to the straight and narrow will always grant you success. Maybe sometimes it seems like it doesn't because it takes so long, right? So that's what I'm having to grapple with today. It's like some people do get to skip steps, they get to cut corners and they succeed. And I think for me right now, what I'm challenging myself to do is to accept that. It makes me upset. It makes me question why things work the way they do. But then I'm like, you know what? Acceptance is the first step to having peace and, you know, to not being troubled by this. And I think for me, I have to accept, okay, this is something people do. People skip steps and they still find success. But what I want to challenge us to do is think about longevity. So those people who skip steps, they find success really quickly. They go viral really quickly. They're at the top of their game really, really quickly. Sometimes because they don't have the foundation that is built with time and actually putting in the work, it's just like you get to the top really fast and you come down just as quickly as you did, right? So there is that to consider as well. But I could also just be a hater, right? I could also just be hating because I appear to be taking the longer route. That's possible as well. But I'm just having to process all of that this morning. And I want to invite you to process with me. What do you think when you see people who appear to be skipping steps and appear to be achieving so much success that you're like, I wonder what's going on here? What are the thoughts that go through your mind? Do you feel yourself being envious? Do you feel yourself being jealous? Do you think like, that could be me? but I'm not skipping steps, right? So I want us to kind of process that together, especially in business, right? Because it's so easy to go online and see somebody has gone viral or somebody has, you know, been interviewed by XYZ magazine or they've done this and they've done that. And that's not to discredit them and say they didn't put in the work. But I am saying that there are some people where it's clear and it's obvious and it can be seen that they've skipped steps. But maybe we just have to accept that and say, hey, that's their journey, right? And decide what ours is going to be. I don't know. These are things I'm grappling with. This is definitely not an episode where I'm telling you that I have all the answers. This is an episode where I too, I'm contemplating these ideas and trying to figure out how to process it. So that's been another quick episode. I hope you have a blessed day. Talk to you later. Bye.